Yo, what's up? Welcome to Beancast. Today's topic, we're dealing with undesirable women. I'm not a woman basher. I love all women, and I'm not gay. But I got to address a certain thing that I'm seeing. Today, what I'm actually looking at and I'm observing and I want to talk about is this woman in my neighborhood, in my community. Okay, I understand we all make mistakes, and we all fall from glory. That's true. That's a given in life. Matter of fact, that's a guarantee. You're going to achieve glory, and you will fall from it, because you're not measured on the arch of your success or the success in itself. That's not where you're measured at. You're measured at what you do after you have fallen from that arch or that plateau of success. What you do then, that is what the definition of who you are. That's what defines you. Are you a fighter? Are you a quitter? Do you sink? Do you swim? Do you give up? What do you do? If you're a quitter, then I don't want to know you, and I don't want to have any desire to have anything to do with you in life. I don't even want you listening to my fucking podcast. I want you to quit doing that. You're already a quitter. So excel at it and quit at everything. Do that. So, having said that, back to this lady that I'm talking to you about. This lady, she must have had or fell from grace at some point in time in her life. Maybe she, from what I've learned of her existence, she's a mother. She has children. She's done a less than honorable act, or she's, from what I know, she's done drugs, which is the reason why the courts have elected to take her children from her. Now, that's not a permanent thing here in the States, here in America. They do that all the time, and they're doing that as we speak right now, as you're listening. They're in someone's home in America taking their children from them, and the thing is this, they give you an opportunity to get yourself right. They give you an opportunity to clean yourself up, and then you can get your children back. After they tested you for a period of time, and you've proven to them that you're no longer addicted to this drug or addicted to whatever this is, then they will grant you your kids back on a trial basis. And then once you prove that you are better than that trial basis, then they give you your kids back, and they take their hands off, and they move around. That's what they do. So this is not a beginning or how can I say it, a pilot type of deal. This is traditional U.S. business. You're fucking up as a parent. The Child Protective Service is coming to get that kid so that kid can be cared for, so that you can take care of yourself and as an adult and become another productive American citizen. Once you get back to those terms, we're going to give you your kids back. You're going to get everything back. See, that's the thing about America that is great, that needs to be promoted. You can truly do and be anything you want in this country. That is a truth. You can be a bona fide criminal if that's what you want to be. If you want to be a bona fide baker in Wisconsin, you can be that too. No one's stopping you. Here's the thing though, if you're going to be that bona fide criminal, you're going to do that for a while, and then you're going to get caught. They're not going to lock you up forever. They're going to give you some opportunities to change yourself and become a productive citizen. And after you've shown that you're not going to do that shit, then they're going to lock you away and throw the key away. They're going to do that. We pride ourselves on it. But you have the opportunity. We all have the opportunity to be virtually anything that we want to be here in America. That's why I love this place. Maybe never leave this place because of those rules. She's given ample opportunity to get her kids back. Now, I'm going to tell you what she's exactly doing. Instead of utilizing the resources that are available, because here in America, if you are a mother that is without, they have resources available. Instead of utilizing the resources available that's given to her, and even trying to learn about people that may be in her position that can probably mentor her or give her some level of support, she elects to walk around the neighborhood with the homeless community of men. Maybe that's not a bad deal because protection. They could protect her.
But the difference is that these homeless men are actually homeless by choice because they're drug addicts. And as simple as it states, they can, at any given time, put on a t-shirt. I mean, not a t-shirt, I'm sorry. Put on a collar shirt. Put on some slacks. Put on some dress shoes. Fill out a couple applications. Go and obtain an interview. Go in with the proper vernacular and get a job. After about a couple of months of saving money, they can be in an apartment and the rest is history. The homeless desire is their own choice because as they receive the money, they just decide to spend it on drugs instead of maybe accumulate a certain amount to get to a certain point, maybe to buy an ID so that you can, you know, get in a job or maybe get bus money so that you can go to different libraries to apply if you don't have a computer or whatever it may be. That is always available every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But these guys elect to just get whatever money that they receive and spend it on drugs. That's not the way to go. I've told her that before. But instead of taking that into consideration, she elects to go with them. Why? Because it's an easier route. These guys are basically giving up on their life. They're not trying to do anything, and they just want a couple of dollars every day to satisfy their hunger for drugs and get their high. They're getting that every single day of their life because it's not an amount to really make a difference. So they're going to get that. So they're comfortable and they're complacent. They only want about maybe $30 a day that covers their food and their drugs for the day. That's it. They don't care about hygiene and things like that, and that's fine. They just want to cover their smoke or drink and their food. That's it. So she hangs out with these guys. Now, on a normal level, normal people, after a while, when you do abnormal things, you either start to feel weird or the people that you're doing these things, they notice that you're not supposed to be around them because you're normal and they're abnormal. And then they will start to feel awkward and start making you feel awkward because you're not welcome there. What she's amassed and been able to do is to basically piss off the entire neighborhood, homeless and working and living in homes division. She's managed to indwell and embed herself in almost every circle and make everyone upset. Why? Simple. Simple as hey. It's her. It wasn't the fact of maybe that she was, you know, got caught at a moment, you know, at a funny moment and she got caught doing drugs or something like that and they took her children from her. That wasn't the deal. And it's not the deal where she was maybe trying to quit or anything like that. Or maybe she's just a functioning drug addict adult because they have those here in America. You've probably seen or worked with some and you don't know it because they're functioning. They don't have all these other fucking psychological issues. They don't use the fucking drugs for all the reasons that you're not supposed to. They actually use the fucking drugs for only recreation. They're not trying to find no answer to no problems or trying to find God or nothing like that. They're just using the drugs for recreation. That's why they're a functioning addict, an adult. That's why you don't know about them. Because they don't have all these episodes. They keep it in order. Well, she's none of those. What she obviously is, from various reports in the neighborhood, is a thief. Because I've heard from various different sources that she steals. She lays in wait until you are either inebriated or asleep. And then she takes your possessions. And they're all in her purse. And she walks around the neighborhood with them consistently. This is the stupidest thing for her because you're going to take from the wrong person and they're going to kill you. And you don't have a residence because you're homeless, so you have nowhere to run. So where are you going to go? Nowhere. And they're just going to come right behind the building that you're hiding behind and blow your brains out because they work for whatever it is that you've taken and all you're doing is just taking things. I despise thieves. Thieves are the worst things that in this planet next to rapists. Those are the worst because they're not even, a guy that's selling drugs, he's bad. Don't get me wrong. He's evil and everything. I get that. But he's not taking something from somebody else as far as, like, I went out and worked for this money and I bought this television. He's not taking my television and trying to get money. Or he's not taking my television as his own. He's going to get his own kind of way. I don't have a problem with his money and what he does with it. It's him.
But I do have a problem with the thief. And I do have a problem with the fucking thief. Because the rapist. Because the thief is a piece of shit. All they're doing is just basically waiting for you to do something. And they're going and taking from you.
And the rapist, instead of, you know, hey, just having some self-confidence, encouraging yourself and trying your hands at a woman and maybe she like you, you just going to forcibly take this woman's sexual integrity? Yeah, I don't
subscribe to neither one of them. So having said that,
I have no respect for this woman. The other day, there was a small 15-minute conversation that was going on that I was employing the homeless community. Basically, I was attempting to give these guys another light, you know, try to open their eyes to some things. And she attempted to talk. Now that I know for a fact that you're a thief and you do all these things, your words mean nothing. So as she was trying to make her statements about, you know, people this, people that, I couldn't do it. I quickly shut up. Like, every time I was like, man, you're a fuck. Like, she was trying to talk. She's like, yeah. Because sometimes people, I said, man, you're a thief. Why are you talking? You're a fucking thief. Why are you even in our conversation? Take your stealing ass somewhere else. And she was just like, well, what do you mean? I said, what I mean is the fact that everyone knows you stole the guy's phone and it's in your purse right now. Everybody knows that. But let me tell you something else. The guy's phone that you stole, he pressed charges and he filed a police report for his phone. So as long as you don't turn that phone on, you're okay. But the minute you turn it on and try to use the phone for what phones are used for, you're going to be arrested for theft. And I only have one question. Is it worth it? Because you can actually go and get that same phone in about 3 days. If you just ask people for a dollar, they'll give it to you and you can go get it. But you're just going to sit there and act like you didn't take it, because she started claiming she didn't take it. And I said, you're just going to sit there and act like you didn't do it. And the fucking world knows you done it. We can see the damn imprint on your fucking purse. Needless to say, it was too much and she walked away. But the damage is done. At the end of the day, you're a fucking thief. That's what you are. So you just need to go to jail. Or you need to try to reinvent yourself so that you can stop stealing. Bottom line, you need to do something. You need to try to change yourself. Because your stealing has gotten out of hand. Now, as we speak, I'm sitting here actually looking at this woman. And you know what she's doing?
Nothing.
She's doing absolutely nothing. Not looking at an employment guide, not looking at any resources. She's sitting right now at a Taco Cabana looking at the sky. There's nothing wrong with looking at the sky because God is up there. But God talks to us not from up there, but from within our hearts. So, I'm not sure what's going to happen from the sky that she's looking at. So, I'm going to wrap this up, though. This whole segment is about not doing the wrong things and becoming, and being, basically, being a productive citizen in America. Everybody's not patriotic and all that, and that's cool and shit, you know. I mean, I get that. But here's the thing I'm asking or pleading with you. If you're going to live in the United States of America as a citizen or whatever the fuck you're doing, don't be no fucking cancer, man. Don't be a fucking burden to the citizens out here that are trying to be normal people.
And I mean by that, it's simple. I'm going to work every day because I want to be something with my life. And I want to do something with my life. You don't. That's okay. That's cool. We two total different people going two total different directions. There's nothing wrong with that. But we're going to have a fucking problem every single day of your life when you start trying to go in my car and steal stuff that I've worked hard for and go in my house and steal stuff that I've worked hard for. You're going to have a hard time in your fucking life because I'm going to be trying to knock your fucking teeth in if the police ain't putting handcuffs on you every single day without fail. And you're listening to a tireless warrior, which means that, yep, I will dedicate the rest of my life to making sure your life is painful if all you want to do is go around and steal and rob people that are working hard, that are making a difference. And all you lazy ass want to do is just get a gun or a knife or a stick or whatever the fuck you got and just go up to somebody and say, give me everything you got. Well, I want to make your life extremely fucking hard, and I'm going to dedicate everything I got to do that every single day of my life for the rest of my life. And then when I become a ghost, I'm going to hunt your ass then still. Because we don't want you in America if all you want to fucking do is steal and rape women and shit like that. We don't want you. Police don't want you. Normal people don't want you. Nobody fucking wants you. We will be very happy when you fucking leave. All you're doing is terrorizing the U.S. citizens that are normal and exciting the police departments of our states. Because I'm going to tell you like this here. And this is a promise, not a warning. It's a promise. When they catch you, and they're going to catch you because 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days, every single minute of existence, all police departments in America are trying to solve crimes. That's all they're always trying to do. You thought the cop that you seen pass you on the street, you thought he went home and he's not doing any police work. Well, you're right, he's not. They got a guy that filled in his slot that's looking at some fucking files at 2 in the morning trying to solve a crime that happened back in 1963. Yeah, that's what he's doing. They just hired a 25-year-old and he's actually at 2 in the morning going through cold case files trying to solve a case that he don't know nothing about because his grandmother was abducted and killed, and that's the reason why he joined the police force. These are some of the stories of the background stories of the cops that you have in America. And being that those are some of the background stories that you have of the cops you have in America, to answer your question, they are continuously and always, tirelessly trying to solve crimes. Having said that, with your stealing and your raping and shit like that, and you going trying to hide in bushes and stuff like that, it don't matter. They're looking in bushes too. So, the moral to this whole segment is, be a productive U.S. citizen. Be a difference. Don't be a cancer. Because, just like MD Anderson says, we're fighting cancer continuously. And in a minute, we're going to destroy it. I hope you're not cancer. Enjoy y'all boys' chemotherapy today. Have fun.